رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. More than 20 years ago, I was doing my PhD in the UK. I heard in Birmingham City. So I heard, I used to hear about one of the brothers from Libya. He works a translator in London. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped him and he managed to convert, to bring people to Islam, 2,700 persons on an individual basis. So I thought this is an exaggeration. And you know, the people, they tend always to exaggerate with such stories. We heard about him something amazing. On individual basis, it's not like what happens in Africa. You know, some dua, when they go to Africa, sometimes they speak with the whole tribe. In 2 hours, they manage to have 1,600. Sometimes the head of the tribe in Africa, if he decided to become a Muslim, next day 5,000, they become a Muslim. Not like this, on an individual basis. Which means on the streets, speaks with them one to one. For half an hour, 1 hour, he becomes 2,700 persons. He used to be with Jama'at al-Da'wah, Tabligh. Anyway, I heard about him. One of the stories that I heard, and I could not believe it, that he once was going to the Central Mosque in London. Those who know London, Central Mosque in London is a very well-known place. So he had a meeting there. Before approaching the masjid, just a few minutes, he has his son. Young, I forget his son was in the grade 4 or he was 4 years old. So I forget. But number 4 is fixed in my mind. So let's say he's around 5 or 6 years, okay? Because I forget. So this young kid with his father, there was like a British, you know, worker trying to fix a sign on one on a ladder. The fix that the British guy, he saw this brother, the Libyan brother Muhammad, with his kid. He's trying to pull the kid and the kid was crying. So he thought that he was, you know, doing what we call the child abuse, okay? Mistreating his son. So he became very angry at the British one. He left his work and he wanted to say very tough words for him. Because in, just suppose, in the UK, you know, let's say the value of the children is much more important than God, Christianity, men, women, and everything. This is number one. And child abuse is a crime which is more than maybe to be like a traitor for your country. It's amazing. If they hear about someone who's, you know, committing this crime, everyone becomes mad with him. But this British, because this mentality, he left his work and he came to Brother Muhammad, you know, saying, hey, you feel shy in yourself, you don't think you're gonna, he said the very tough words for him. Sheikh Muhammad, he kept silent. Then he said, I'm quoting to you what I heard now. So he said, wallahi, if you ask me first why he is crying before you say all these tough words, it was better. I said, okay, why? He said, you will not believe. Okay, but just say it. You will not believe. He said, no, I will. Just say it, please. He said, wallahi, he was crying because of you. Me? What do you mean? He said, I'm a Muslim, and this is my son. He looked at you, and he said, daddy, this guy, is he a Muslim? I said, no. They said, why not to give him da'wah? I said, I have a meeting, I have no time, please. He said, no, please, give him the da'wah. I said, no, I have no meeting, come, hey. He said, no, please, talk with him. No, he started crying. He said, he was crying because of me, to talk with me. Yes, wallahi, this is what happened. I can't tell you anything but the truth. In 15 minutes, he declared the shahada. Then he went with him to the masjid. Now this is not the amazing part of the story. This is what I heard about him. Now once a day they announced that this brother Muhammad, he's coming to the masjid where I pray, like this masjid, Tamama. I said, akhiran, you know, I'm talking about 99. So I'm talking about 20 years ago. No social media, no Google, no YouTube. I can't go to Sheikh Google, just Sheikh Muhammad al-Libi, his image, his achievement, nothing, okay? Hardly we can have this kind of thing. Still the internet, by the way, so new at that time. Anyway, so I was very happy that this guy will be in our masjid giving a talk. So I was expecting, you know, when you hear about someone, think about someone, you made like an image for him. So this guy came, he was about 55, years old. He was wearing a thermal dishdasha. Hardly you pay $5 with it. He has a very simple, humble, weak, broken English. So and something happened in my mind. Oh, I said, when he started talking, I looked at him. When you look at him, he's a very simple person. Very simple language. Everything simple with him. In our human measurements. I said, subhanAllah, this person, he managed to do all of these things. There's something wrong. Maybe. He started talking. At the masjid, we had a huge number of PhD students like me from different countries. So we have a lot of educated people. Wallahi, ya ikhwa. Maybe he, about 1 hour and 15 minutes, none of us was able to utter one single word. We forgot how to breathe while he's talking. You know? Amazingly, like a magic. The power that Allah gave to him. When I was looking at him, I said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Now I realized, and this is the common message, I was just hearing about him. Then I saw him. Now most of us, we have degrees better than him. Most of us, our English is 10 times better than him. But none of us can do 5% of what he's doing. He has a secret. I tried to think, what is that secret? It's sincerity. Khlas. This is what I felt. Khlas. Simple English, simple knowledge. Yet, how he managed? La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. Here comes, you know, one of the core points in our religion. When this one is purified for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with whatever you have, Allah is able to help you to do something no one else can do it. But do we have this purified heart, this ikhlas? What's the ikhlas in, you know? And ikhlas in Arabic means to remove away everything else except the purified thing. Alladhi khalusa. Khalusa, which means it was taken, derived, okay, cleansed, cleaned. Everything was removed away from this thing. It's exactly like the heart. When you clean the heart from everything else except
Allah.
And this is, by the way, the meaning of shirk. The opposite is the meaning of shirk. What's shirk? Shirk is to associate two things together. The heart should be just connected with Allah. When you associate in Arabic, ashraka, which means he brings something and put it and became a sharik, which means associator. Okay? Al-ikhlas, it's to remove everything except
Allah.
Allah. This is the meaning. So this, I just remembered this message and I wanted to remind myself, and even though I'm a specialist in comparative religions, I traveled 280 cities on earth, 26 countries. I speak, I hope that I have a good English, I can communicate. Yet, maybe I did not manage maybe to convert 3 or 4 persons in my life. That person, I remember about 3,000 at that time. One of the things that came to my mind, I said, subhanAllah. And the question I finished by this. This young kid, what made that young kid at that age to stop thinking about that British guy? Is it, you mean, a coincidence? Do you think it's a coincidence? You need to analyze. There is something at the home. I assume, that maybe all the time when they are speaking at home with his wife, 24/7, their concern is da'wat al-nas. Maybe this is the only thing that the kid hears at house. Hey, did you, for example, with his wife, did you speak with our new neighbor? Did you visit them? Have you fixed the problem with them? What happened with you? Wallah, alhamdulillah, today I managed to do so and so. But you know, one of the things that I forgot to tell you, one of the amazing funny things I heard about him, before seeing him, that because he managed to convert many people to Islam, you know, he used to forget their names and even their details, because he goes, you know, Jumat al-Tabligh, sometimes they go for 1 week, for 4 days, for just 1 month to an area, London, Oxford, Cambridge, Belfast, whatever. So sometimes he managed to bring to Islam 10 people in 1 week, then he hands them to the Islamic Center there and he leaves. And sometimes they phone him, okay, hi, I'm David, I'm Steve, the one that I convert to Islam, you know, by the help of Allah and your help. Do you remember me? No, I don't. You know, this happens with him. He made like, on his cabinet, he made like a files for them. You know, when someone speaks with him, he said, excuse me, just wait a minute. He opens his cards, his files, for example, David, for example, Belfast, Glasgow, the one next to the bar, when he was fighting with his friends. He was about to hit me, then he converted to Islam. Just, you know, keywords for himself to remember which David with him, which Steve with him, you know, because there are about 3,000. So everyone speaks with him, he goes to the fight, then he answers the question. Okay, yes, I remember that I told you, blah, 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 whatever. To this degree, how could this happen? It's by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the secret with Allah?
Sincerity
and ikhlas. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and yarzuqna al-ikhlas jami'an. And to help all of us, inshallah, to be like this person and better, bi'idhni Mawla Azza wa Jalla. JazakAllah khair, taqabbalallahu minkum. Assalamu alaikum.
It's done.